This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. People in Darley near Harrogate have joined forces to open a village shop. They've raised money themselves and managed to secure funding in the form of grants. Helen Flynn is part of the team.
The first thing we did when we were setting off on the project was to do an all-village survey, which literally was people going house to house with the survey to ask questions about the shop and what services people wanted to see. And we had well over a 60% response rate to that. And every single person who answered it said that they wanted to see a shop returned to the village. So that was, we knew the support was there. And then we were also able to have a gift-aided donation scheme, put out a gift-aided donation scheme so people could actually donate funds directly to the project. And we held two or three kind of fundraising events, which were very well attended. So people kind of contributed in lots of different ways. Of course, there was a steering group of all volunteers giving all their time up for free. And then there were tradespeople who came when we were actually doing up the building and offered their, some of them offered their services for free or at reduced rates. So there was an awful lot of support for it.
In these tough times where funding's hard to come by, how easy or difficult has it been to get grants towards the project?
Well, we've been extraordinarily lucky. I mean, we really have. I think we applied, obviously, for several grants. We had to because, of course, it was a significant cost, and we were lucky. You know, we achieved basically all of them. I think we were only turned down by two. I would have to kind of calculate the number, but I think we've got something like 10 individual grant funders. It might be even more than that, and obviously that includes North Yorks County Council and Harrogate Borough Council, as well as private funding organisations, you know, Charles Nelson Sykes Trust that you've probably heard of, the George Martin Trust, which are local ones, as well as the lottery fund with an Awards for All grant. So the amounts we've received have varied between £500 and £10,000 in terms of grant funding. As a village ourselves, with everything that we've done ourselves, we've raised 15,000. So we could demonstrate to funders that, you know, we were prepared to put our bit into it as well. And of course, then we've been successful in the post office awarding a contract for a post office local there. So the post office is basically funding the infrastructure of a post office going into this facility as well. And that's another £12,000 that will be sunk into the building to make it secure and put in a post office counter and all the associated bits and bobs. So, you know, to say we only started out in June last year and the shop opened in August, the post office will open at the end of October, we're finishing off the groundworks at the beginning of October. You know, it's happened in a quick time frame, which has been great for the community. Because as you can imagine, a lot of people without services for best part of 18 months, particularly those without transport, particularly for the elderly and vulnerable members of our community, was far from ideal. And it was really like a ghost town. You know, we are a big village. We've got 800 people living in the village and then you've got the larger parish. So I always felt, and we always felt in the steering group, that there was the custom there to support a village shop. There always has been a shop in the village. In fact, there used to be several selling different things. And the idea of the village not having local services, any local services, was just ridiculous to me. So it's great now. You know, it's been a lot of hard work, but it's great now that we've got the facility open and it's doing really well.
Great result, great teamwork as well. And
yes,
as if this project wasn't big enough, you're also planning to roll out Meals on Wheels service in the new year.
Yeah, well, that was one of the conditions of grant from North Yorks County Council, which was fair enough, because obviously the county's been suffering lots of cuts and having to try and think of more innovative ways of delivering services in their communities. So when I did kind of moot the idea of applying to the Stronger Communities programme with Liz Mead, we sat down and had a discussion about it, and came up with potentially a way for the county to support us with a new commercial kitchen if we could deliver, advertise and deliver a hot meals service to the elderly and vulnerable in our community. So that's what we shall be doing. Now we've got the shop open, we're now kind of in the next phase investigating exactly how we're going to set it up. We're establishing need, we're establishing volunteers who want to offer their services to deliver the meals. Obviously, Steve, who's running the shop, will be cooking them in the commercial kitchen. So we're just embarking on sorting that out at the moment, and certainly hoping to go live with it in the new year, if not before, just depending on how quickly we make progress with it, really.